Sometimes jealousy isn't because of what you have materialistically. People envy how others love you. People envy how others show love to you and have love for you. People envy the way you've handled a situation that they would have probably died over. What they thought would have broken you didn't. They can't stand to see you hold your head up high. Some people envy your intelligence and how you can make things happen. They envy because something they couldn't get past, you passed with flying colors. Welcome back to the Slutchpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Anna D, here to empower women to build their own empire and interview sluts who like to make money. On my podcast, I give you a peek inside my life as a girl boss, mentor, retired cam girl, viral TikToker, and now 1% OnlyFans creator. I share my ups and downs of running a multi-million dollar business and the difficult yet sexy path to success. Today's episode, we will be reading mantras and quotes that have inspired me to keep going and keep pushing and keep trying. So we will be going through a lot of Pinterest quotes, which I have saved, and you can find the Pinterest board in the description of this episode. I will link it there. So we, honestly, by we, I mean me. I've been going through a few weeks of, like, I don't even know what to call it. Not a depression, but just feeling like really overworked, and my body is just kind of going through all the motions, and my mind and just creative side has kind of just taken a pause for a little bit. And I really attribute it to lack of sleep. I typically work into the night and do my best work at night, but since we have more employees and a full schedule at the warehouse, I've been finding myself trying to wake up early, get to the warehouse, make sure everyone's doing their job, and in turn, I've been sacrificing my 8 to 10 hour sleep sessions. So that's kind of my mental state right now. With that being said, I wasn't really motivated to interview anyone this week. I figured we'd just sit down and chit chat. You know, this isn't going to be a perfect episode, but whether you're laying in bed with your headphones on or if you're taking a drive in the car, I know that one of these mantras I read to you will hit you. And if you have your notebook out, you know, write some of these down. I've said time after time that a big motivational factor for me is leaving sticky notes all around my house, especially on my mirrors, because a lot of us forget to do positive self-talk, and we may not even understand the benefits of positive self-talk, but the more positively you talk to yourself, the more positively the cells in your body respond. Therefore, your manifestations of success are going to grow. I hope I'm proof of that, but I'm serious. It's a real thing. Okay. Before we get into the mantras, I was reading some of my OnlyFans messages. Again, I've been slacking on creating content for OnlyFans. I've been using a lot of my older content. But since I got my neck tattooed, I think people can tell the difference between old content and new content. So I did some Valentine's Day content. I actually got Jay to film himself shoving his fingers in my mouth, and it was quite delightful. So I filmed basically my first, some would call it like a boy-girl video. But we don't have sex. It's just like a little foreplay. But it was really fun making that with him. We used an app. It's like a VHS, rad VHS. So it made it look like a very like amateur video, but I was very happy with how it turned out. I actually took a screenshot and it's my background on my phone. But I posted a few selfies from that content session and I sent out a mass message. First of all, I sent a photo of like front and back, and I said front or back as the caption in my messages. And everyone like responded what they liked, you know, and then I mass responded with, what would you do to me? Tell me in detail. And it's kind of like a personal response because, you know, my subs think I am personally saying that to them, which is what we strive for in the mass messaging system on OnlyFans. So I was going through them. Some of them were just like a sentence, like, ugh, I want to fuck all your holes. Blah. But someone sent me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. It's 14 paragraphs. So I haven't read it yet. I kind of wanted to read it on the show. I'm kind of nervous too, but we're going to do it. So if you want to fast forward a little bit to get to the mantras, feel free. But I think this will be fun. We're going to just going to give it a shot. All right. So I'm reading from the guy's perspective, but we'll see what happens. Okay. Here we go. First of all, I said, what would you do to me? Tell me in detail. And the reply goes like this. We're lying in bed one night, trying to sleep. You're asleep, but unknowingly grinding your ass into my crotch, preventing me from sleeping and causing a noticeable erection. So, I whisper into your ear, Anna, you're grinding your ass into my crotch again. You reply, I know, I'm doing it on purpose. With that, a devilish grin crosses your face. I lean down and kiss you, our lips crashing hard together. Your soft lips caress mine as our tongues dance in each other's mouths. As we continue to kiss, I reach around and start fondling your breasts, paying special attention to your nipples. I kiss you once more, then turn my attention to your earlobes, nibbling and sucking each one as I continue to tweak your nipples. I kiss my way down your neck between your breasts, teasing each nipple with my tongue and lips as they stiffen in response to my attentions. Before continuing down to your stomach, I glance up at you, and you wink at me, giving that devious grin again. I continue kissing down until I find your clit, which isn't difficult. It's swollen. It's twice the normal size. I glance up at you once more, and our eyes meet. I can see the need in your eyes as you push your pussy up towards my mouth. I push it back down, deliberately grazing your clitoris with one finger as I do so. With your hips and pussy finally under the control of my hands, I lower my mouth to your waiting pussy, taking in the sight as the light glistens off your juices that have already begun to flow. I take a deep breath in. The scent of you urges me on. I lightly flick my tongue across your swollen clit. You moan. You moan so hard. I do it again. You moan more. I close my lips around your clit as I suck and flick my tongue back and forth. The suction added to the stimulation from my tongue forces you to come quickly. I feel the beginning of your orgasm wash over. So, I clamp my mouth around your pussy, sliding my tongue deep inside, allowing all the juices to flow onto my tongue and into my mouth. I start swallowing as my mouth fills up. The taste is divine. Once your orgasm has subsided, I crawl back up to you and kiss you so softly. I then flip you over. You're straddling me. I push you up just enough for me to be able to slide my hard cock into your now soaked pussy. Your pussy feels so amazing, so hot, so wet. I let you slide all the way down my cock, both of us moaning as your pussy seemingly sucks up my dick. I place my hands under your ass and push up, pushing you off my cock slowly. Then I let you slowly slide back down. I repeat this several times. You whimper as you start to ride me, grinding deep and slowly at first, then building up speed as you start sliding up and down. I start to moan and growl. I pull up slightly, bending at the knees, allowing me to match your strokes. I wrap one hand around your throat as my other hand plays with your ass. You're moaning loudly now, begging me to fuck you harder. I use the natural bounce of the bed to help me thrusting. You scream loudly once more before shouting that you're coming again. I start pounding even harder and harder and faster and faster. You scream as your body convulses from the powerful orgasm that ravages your body and your juices drip from my balls into the bed. I stop now to let this orgasm subside. Once it has, you look down at me. You lean down and kiss me passionately. I start slowly thrusting in and out again. You stop me and tell me you want it from behind. You tell me to fuck you as hard as I can and not to stop until you say so. We chuckle at that. You let me get from beneath you, then you fall to your hands and knees. I get behind you, cock in hand. I stop for a moment to examine your ass. Such an amazing sight as you are on all fours in front of me, I can't resist and smack your ass a couple times, causing you to moan a little. I decide that's enough, so I square my hips with yours and prepare for the entry. I slide my cock up and down your clit, even up to your puckered little asshole, a few times. You try to push back, to force my cock in, but I stop you. I grab your hip with my right hand and guide my cock with my left hand to your waiting hole. It slides in easily once again. I lean forward and grab your breasts, tweaking your nipples again. I turn your head slightly and bite into your neck a little, grazing my lips against your ear at the same time. I then lean back up, turn your face to me, and kiss you as our tongues swirl together. I begin to ram in and out of your pussy with the rhythm of a piston, pounding so hard you moan with every thrust. I sit back, grab your hips, and pound as fast as I can. I pull my dick out of your pussy, turn you around, and shove my cock into your mouth. You clean your juices off my dick, sucking hard and fast. Your tongue circles the head before devouring me again. This almost makes me come, but I stop you. It's not time yet. I reach down while you're sucking my dick and pinch your clit, making you come. Your juices start pouring out of your pussy like a river. I push you onto your back and start licking up all your juices. I then delve my tongue into your pussy to lick up the juices as they flow out. I lean back up and kiss you again, reaching down to slide my dick into your pussy, slowly thrusting in and out a few times, making your juices dribble down your ass. Once it's nice and lubricated all over, I pull out of your pussy and slowly and gently force the head of my dick into your asshole. Once the head is in, I stop allowing your ass to acclimate itself with the presence of my cock. After a minute or so, you relax, so I slowly push in another inch, little by little, until I've got my entire cock buried inside your sweet little ass. I pull out very slowly, then push back in even more slowly. I continue my slow, gentle thrusting for a couple of minutes. Then I ask you how it's feeling. You tell me I can go a little faster. So I do. You scream a little, but moan more. So I go a little faster. You moan even louder. I start pounding a little harder with every few thrusts, picking up speed as well. I stop for a moment to lean down and kiss you. I resume my thrusting while still kissing you, making you moan into my mouth. I lean back up and rub your clit with my thumb, making you scream my name as you come again. This time you squirt all over my stomach and crotch. Some of it splashes up into my face, some onto my body. I wipe some off your stomach and lick it with my fingers. Seeing you squirt like that gets me so close to coming. So I pull my cock out of your ass. I stand up and pull you onto your knees in front of me. You take my cock into your mouth and swirl your tongue around the shaft. You then pull it almost all the way out of your mouth, leaving just the head in your mouth. You work the head with your tongue while jacking me off. This feels amazing. After a few minutes, I tell you I'm ready to come. So you tilt your head back and continue to jack me off. Only a few seconds pass, then cum starts to shoot out. You aim my cock at your mouth, trying to catch it all. You keep jerking my dick, working all the cum out. A few more spurts come out, and they fall short of your mouth and land on your chin. You lick the head of my cock to get all the cum you can get. I look you up and down and decide that we should probably get cleaned up. That devilish grin crosses your face again. And that's all, folks. What did we reply? Like, wow, that was intense. Are you a writer? Oh my God, wow. Woo, buddy. Did y'all like that? Should we do more of that? If you like that, cash at me at Thought Topic. Links in the description. Moving on to the next segment of the show. Who's ready to get into some inspiring ass mantras? This request was asked at my recent Slut Squad Sunday Live. Sometimes it's on the Slutpreneur Squad Facebook group. Sometimes it's on the Slutpreneur Instagram. And every now and then it might be on the Rebecca Blue TikTok. But I post like where it's going to be at what time. It's usually 6 o'clock Eastern time. And on Sunday, someone actually suggested this. They were like, why don't you just read off some mantras of yours that hit you. So we gonna get into that. Let's start with this one. Never run for a bus, train, or a man. When one leaves, another arrives. A flower does not think of competing with the flower next to it. It just blooms. Just wing it. Life, eyeliner, everything. Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. Try to live every day like Elle Woods after Warner told her that she wasn't smart enough for law school. That's a good one. No one is you, and that is your power. That is something I'm constantly telling girls who don't feel confident enough to start an OnlyFans and figure out what makes them special. And that is the truth. No one's you, and that is your power. Never complain, never explain. That's from Kate Moss. If you see me less, it means I'm doing more. That's me explaining to my family that I'm a workaholic. When something I can't control happens, I ask myself, where is the hidden gift? Where is the positive in this? Because trust, there is always a silver lining. Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the fucking world. Lots of people are creative when they feel like it, but you are only going to become more professional if you do it when you don't feel like it. Whichever you choose will determine if your creative work is a profession or a hobby. Opportunity dances with those already on the dance floor. Ooh, that hit different. Local-minded people will never understand global-minded goals. Facts. Every next level of your life will demand a different you. Whenever you see a successful person, you only see the public glories, never the private sacrifices to reach them. When you let go, you create space for better things to enter your life. Two things prevent us from happiness: living in the past and observing others. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. And when life is bitter, say thank you and grow. Revenge is not in my plans. You'll fuck yourself on your own. She wore her scars as her best attire. A stunning dress made of hellfire. When thinking about life, remember this. No amount of guilt can solve the past, and no amount of anxiety can change the future. Sometimes we're so desperate to be understood that we forget to be understanding. You have a more interesting life if you wear impressive clothes. I love this because when I dress for success, it hits different. It's kind of like fake it till you make it. You know, wake up and dress up like a boss bitch and you will be a boss bitch. Wake up and put on a face of makeup that makes you feel like your best you. And every time you look in the mirror when you're in your fucking house, you just look at yourself and you go, that's a bad bitch.
Don't let spring cleaning fool you. There's always space to add a little extra something in the bedroom. And it's no secret that consuming a little THC can help set the mood. However, getting that right strain and dosage can be difficult. That's why we're thankful for today's sponsor, Viya. Viya has developed a unique blend of pleasure-enhancing cannabinoids, libido-strengthening herbs, and a low dose of THC all into one mind-blowing gummy called High Love. We're talking about pairing aphrodisiac herbs with a mild amount of THC. Their best-selling High Love gummy will awaken your senses, increase blood flow, and intensify any sexual experience. Viya also offers a wide array of other gummies with and without THC. And the best part? Viya legally ships to all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 and up, you can get 15% off and a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC plus CBN sleep gummies with our exclusive code. Try Viya Hemp with code GODDESS at viyahemp.com. That's viyahemp.com. So when I take out a new toy from my collection and I'm having some, you know, self-love time, I like to really elevate the mood with high love. When I'm getting aroused, my blood flow is already peaking and the gummies just totally enhance my sensations to the next level. Sometimes after a long day of work, it's just hard to relax, especially if I can't mentally get there. And I feel like us girlies really need to mentally stimulate ourselves when we're trying to orgasm. So personally, chewing a little gummy like High Love sets me in such a mellow, relaxed mood that I can actually focus and enjoy myself and have a well-deserved experience. I also really like that the products range from 2 milligrams to 50 milligrams. Look, I always share my party favors with my friends, and some of them just can't hang all the way sometimes. So I like the low dose so that they can still get a mild effect, especially if you or their body just isn't really accustomed to the ingredients just yet. So I love that you can kind of microdose or enjoy more of the potent effects. So let the gummies work their magic. Head to viyahemp.com and use code GODDESS to receive 15% off and one free sample of their Sleepy Dreams gummies. 21 and up only, and that is viyahemp.com, viyahemp.com, and use code GODDESS at checkout. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Viya Hemp. Now back to the show.
Stay away from still people. Still broke, still complaining, still borrowing, still hating, still childish, still insecure, still stupid, still not making a fucking change in their lives, still. I would not want anyone to try to look like me. My whole point is that I look like myself and you should look like yourself. That's my whole goal in life, to be a free thinker and to help people learn that skill. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. That's by Eleanor Roosevelt. So if you feel inferior, you're allowing yourself to feel inferior. Cut it out. Can't change a motherfucker who doesn't see an issue in their actions. Ain't that the truth? The less effort, the faster and more powerful you will be. Ooh, I like that. That's by Bruce Lee. Because I guess if you're sitting there stuck and putting in all that effort, you're not moving too fast. So there's a fine line when you're working on your empire. You need to think about speed, but also precision, the balance. You are precisely as big as what you love and precisely as small as what you allow to annoy you. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right. Good old Henry Ford. So if you're in a situation and you don't think you can do it, you won't do it. But if you think you can, a bitch can. Get out from your house, from your cave, from your car, from the place you feel safe, from the place that you are. Get out and go running. Go funning. Go wild. Get out from your head and get growing. Well, while social distancing. If it doesn't open, it's not your door. When something goes wrong in your life, just yell, plot twist, and move on. I do that a lot. The two most important requirements for major success are, first, being in the right place at the right time, and second, doing something about it. A lot of people will tell me, like, ooh, you lucky, you did this, you did that, and I don't know who made up the term luck or if it's true or not, but all I know is we all got the ingredients to make shit happen, but not all of us are willing to fucking bake the cake of success. Quote me. What is the difference between I like you and I love you? Beautifully answered by Buddha. When you like a flower, you just pluck it. But when you love a flower, you water it daily. One who understands this understands life. If you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. That's so true. Positivity is like the best accessory. I mean, I know they say beauty comes from within, but it really does. Better an oops than a what if. So I'd much rather you just try and fail than sit there saying what if your whole goddamn life. Because sometimes you win and sometimes you learn. No rain, no flowers. We're on a roll here. Believe that you can and you are halfway there, bitch. Saying yes to happiness means learning to say no to things and people that stress you out. All right, this one is a little deep, so I'm gonna read it twice. It's a little deep. It's for my woke people, my wickedy woke people. Oh my God. I'm like instantly regretting everything I say tonight. Being in gratitude for the not yet manifested informs the universe that you know that what you desire already exists and puts you at the right frequency to receive it. Being in gratitude for the not yet manifested informs the universe that you know what you desire already exists and puts you at the right frequency to receive it. Soon you'll realize that many people will love the idea of you, but will lack the maturity to handle the reality of you. The primary cause of unhappiness is never the situation, but your thoughts about it. You will never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks. Here's for my under 21s listening. Don't waste your youth by growing up. I have to say, growing up too fast really changed my life, maybe for the better, but some of my, I wouldn't say regrets, but some of my mindset felt negative, like not being able to go to college parties and date a lot of different people because I just simply grew up too fast. This one's about tattoos. I just like this one. Why intelligent people have tattoos? Because tattooing is an odd and beautiful form of art, very interesting and more expressive of sentiment than any other thing. It is more fascinating than costly jewelry and cannot be lost, borrowed, or stolen. It is a memento we can keep through life and retain after death. Please take responsibility for the energy you bring into this space. You can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first. Some women are lost in the fire. Some women are built from it. My father had always taught me to be nice first, because you can always be mean later, but once you've been mean to someone, they won't believe the nice anymore. So be nice until it's time to stop being nice. Then destroy them and do it with a smile. I am not lucky. You know what I am? I am smart. I am talented. I take advantage of the opportunities that come my way, and I work really, really damn hard. Don't call me lucky. I'm a fucking badass. That's a mantra. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss people. Eleanor Roosevelt. Be the love you never received. She was a storm. Not the kind you run from, but the kind you chase. Fortune favors the bold. They may attack your life, but they can never attack your gift. That quote helped me through a really hard time when the trolls really started pouring in online. I was like, y'all can attack me as much as you want, but I have a gift and I'm gonna keep using it. If you know the way, light it for others. It's the whole point of this podcast. Don't you dare dim your light to make others feel comfortable. You know, I'm finally at the point where I don't dim my light around people to make them feel comfortable, especially like little trips to like the gas station or the grocery store. I'm finally finding the confidence to clap back. trying to think of a good example. A lot of it's when people talk about my tattoos and they ask really dumb questions. So I give them a dumb answer. But a response someone gave me, I ask people a lot when someone in public compliments or comments on your body, what the best response is if they're making you feel uncomfortable and unsafe. And I don't know who said it. I wish I knew, but they were like, I always just play dumb and say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. What do you mean? You know, sometimes it's a strange feeling being the brightest light in a room, whether you want to or not. Trust me, I don't always want that. But people gravitate towards beauty. You know, some of us just have this magnetic aura about us and you have to protect your energy. So I don't blame people for flocking to me, especially strangers in public. But if you're going to say some stupid shit, you know, I will safely tell you to evacuate my space. You know, I'm not going to be, I don't even want to be like, I'm not going to be bitchy to you, because being assertive is the word, not bitchy. Like, if I'm assertive to you and feel like I safely can be, I will. But in my gut, if I feel like you're going to hurt me if I'm assertive to you, then I might dim my light. Moving on. One does not need to be the size of a dragon to have the soul of a dragon. See, here's a perfect example. If someone in public was like, oh, you're so cute and small and short or something, because I am very short, I'm like 5 feet tall. I would be like, one does not need to be the size of a dragon to have the soul of a dragon. Some days I am more wolf than woman, and I'm still learning how to stop apologizing for my wild. And just like the moon, we must go through phases of emptiness to feel full again. Do sharks complain about Monday? No, they're up early, biting stuff, chasing shit, being scary, reminding everyone they're a fucking shark. There is pleasure in the pathless woods. I love that, because success is not a straight path, and there's pleasure in that. And healing is not linear. So if any of you are healing from anything, know that it's not a straight path. It's quite the opposite. Transmutation. Grapes must be crushed to make wine. Diamonds form under pressure. Olives are pressed to release oil. Seeds grow in darkness. Whenever you feel crushed, under pressure, pressed, or in darkness, you're in a powerful place of transformation and transmutation. We've spent so much time judging what other people created that we've created very little of our own. Stop judging other people. Focus on you, girl. Grow through what you go through. Because whatever you're doing right now is just a stepping stone to your next project or adventure. Because any rut you get into is one that you can get yourself out of. Doubts are no more than a signal for action of some type. If you feel uncomfortable, that's the universe being like, bitch, what are we learning here? What can you do differently? Quit with all them bullshit patterns you do that just keeps twisting and turning you around in circles to the same destination. If someone is unpleasant to you, draw a halo around their head in your mind. He or she is an angel who has come to teach you something. My sun sets to rise again. Worrying is literally betting against yourself. Silence and smiles are two powerful tools. Smile is the way to solve many problems, and silence is the way to avoid many problems. An entire sea of water cannot sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. Similarly, the negativity of the world cannot put you down unless you allow it to get inside of you. A thought is harmless unless we believe it. It's not our thoughts, but our attachment to our thoughts that cause suffering. The best revenge is no revenge. Move on, be happy. You have to get to the point where your mood doesn't shift based on the insignificant actions of someone else. This one's funny. I tend toward dramatic thinking. When I have a problem or when I feel icky, I tend to think the solution is, I have to move. I need a new family, a new religion, a new house. I need to start all over. Everything's terrible. But what I usually need is like a glass of water. Gut feelings are guardian angels. Always keep your love life, your bank account, and your next move private. Sometimes jealousy isn't because of what you have materialistically. People envy how others love you. People envy how others show love to you and have love for you. People envy the way you've handled a situation that they would have probably died over. What they thought would have broken you didn't. They can't stand to see you hold your head up high. Some people envy your intelligence and how you can make things happen. They envy because something they couldn't get past, you passed with flying colors. When a child is learning how to walk and falls down 50 times, they never think to themselves, maybe this isn't for me. Opinion is really the lowest form of human knowledge. It requires no accountability, no understanding. The highest form of knowledge is empathy, for it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another's world. Your fear of looking stupid is holding you back. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear the path. When a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows, not the flower. So quit trying to change yourself if you feel like you're not blooming. Maybe you need to just change some of the variables around you, like the people particularly. That's usually an intense factor. This is a good one. You will never be criticized by someone who's doing more than you. You will only be criticized by someone who's doing less. Success is never owned. It is rented, and the rent is due every day. Stop measuring yourself by how productive you are. Start measuring yourself by how present you are. Thank you to everyone who hasn't been there for me. Your absence forced me to find my own way. No fake friends, no fake orgasms. Sometimes it takes sadness to know happiness, noise to appreciate silence, and absence to value presence. I love the person I've become because I fought to become her. For all the doors that closed on me, I'm coming back to buy the building. Your direction is more important than your speed. See, anything like this, it's really simple to put on a little, notepad or sticky note. A lot of these, if it hits you, it's definitely something you should continue to read and continue to understand in your mind. Feel it to heal it. You know too much psychology when you can't get mad because you understand everyone's reasons for doing everything. This is so true. If someone gets feisty with me, I'm like, I understand because their childhood trauma inhibits them from actually being mad at me. They're just acting as if I'm their mother, something ridiculous. All right, what else? Just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're failing. Every great success requires some, if not a lot, of struggle. Grief is really just love. Grief is all the love you want to give but cannot. All the unspent love gathers up in the corners of our eyes, the lump in our throats, in that hollow part of our chest. Grief is just love with no place to go. And that quote is what gets me through when people I love pass away. Grief is just love with no place to go. Gives me a little perspective. In life, you will realize there is a role for everyone you meet. Some people will test you, some people will use you, some will love you, and some will teach you. But the ones who are truly important are the ones who bring out the best in you. They are the rare and amazing people who remind you why it's worth it. And we are going to end on that mantra.
I can't wait to hear what resonated with you. And if you have any mantras that you'd like to share with me, definitely check out my Facebook group. You can join at cehoes.com. Link is in the description. But it is such a fun, safe place to share your thoughts on entrepreneurship, slutchpreneurship, anything. It's just a great little community, and it has such a big place in my heart right now. Thank you again for listening, supporting. Every time you leave a review, a unicorn has an orgasm. I love you guys, and I will see you next week. Bye.